You would think it'd be
Thank you for calling
legit.
customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
I'm sorry, what is your name?
Morgan, Morgan.
Okay, yes, my name is Nancy, and I had taken a survey and chose to get a Wi-Fi booster, I think it was. And they told me all I had to do was pay $7.95. And now I get a bill for 50 some dollars. What's the deal?
Yes, can I get your zip code?
64840.
64840.
Correct.
What was your first and last name?
Nancy Vetter, V like in Victor, Etter.
And what was your mailing address?
2044 Phoenix Lane, Diamond, Missouri. Let me put you on speaker so I can look up your confirmation code, okay?
Yes, ma'am. It looks like there was an order that was placed for the Wi-Fi booster. Whenever that order is placed, that Wi-Fi booster is an entry gift into our monthly subscription.
I'm sorry, say that again.
So whenever the orders for the Wi-Fi boosters are placed, that is an entry gift into our monthly subscription.
Oh, it doesn't tell you that.
Yes, I'm going to state it on the website whenever you place your order.
No, ma'am. Nope, it told me to take the survey and just press what I wanted to order. And then I pressed that, and it all they said is I had to pay the $7.95. The Wi-Fi booster was a gift for taking the survey.
Yes, the Wi-Fi booster is a gift for joining the subscription. You get a $125 gift card towards any purchase on our online website. And that would have been emailed to nanjeavetter@yahoo.com.
Yes, but this is not right at all. This is very deceptive. I do not want this. So you can put the money back into the account.
Yes, so I can have this account canceled. We can only issue a partial refund on that charge. Our terms and conditions are on the website whenever the orders are placed.
Okay, I'm not catching everything that you're saying. If
We
I
can
want
have
to.
this account canceled. That cancels any future billings. We can only issue a partial refund for 35% on that charge.
Oh, probably not.
Yes, ma'am, it's a valid charge because the order was placed and you do have to agree to the terms and conditions.
It's placed, obviously. Because all that is not all that is not obviously fine print junk.
Yes,
But
ma'am, we apologize. Our terms and conditions might have been overlooked, but you have to agree that you read and understood those.
very convenient. You give me a cancellation number right now.
Yes, ma'am, I have to finish canceling the account first. Would you like the partial refund? As a courtesy, we can issue 50%, but that's the most we could offer.
We'll see about that. Just go ahead and cancel.
Yes, ma'am, so is that a yes to the refund? Did you want the partial refund?
I need to check further on this.
Yes, where your cancellation number is C as in Charlie. 25, 89, 82, 10, 8.
I got C258982108.
That's correct.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.